Broadcasting live from the center of the universe. It's business school without the BS. Featuring optometrist-turned-entrepreneur, Dr. Robert Zellner, with USSBA Entrepreneur of the Year, Clay Clark.
1980 was the year of my conception. From the dorm room founded DJ Connection. Entrepreneur of the year in 07. On my path to the top, I learned a lot of lessons. Kicked out of college writing a parody rap. Dissed ORU liking Trump and Rosie recap. I've been known for getting stuff done, not giving a crap. In for jocking up wins while my competition naps. Now it is the Thrive Time Show on your radio. Catch the broadcast or the podcast download. If you've got a business, we'll help it grow. God's got a plan you just didn't yet know about. Workflows, systems, scripts, and hiring. Motivating yourself when you need inspiring. These faces made for radio and not TV. Talking everything from Clay to Z. Auto watches, banks, haircuts, and glasses. You want to sell them, we've already sold to the masses. No classes or prerequisites. Just business school as raw as it gets.
It's a Thrive Time Show on the radio. Yes, it is.
Oh, Thrive Nation, welcome back to the Thrive Time Show on your radio or podcast download. Now, what we're doing today is we are going to answer questions that have come in from you, the Thrive Nation. Some of you have asked the questions in our workshops. Some of you have asked the questions in person with your business coach. Some of you have emailed. But either way, you've all decided to participate in the game of entrepreneurship as opposed to just watching your life pass you by. So I applaud everybody who emailed us to info@thrivetimeshow.com. This first question, it's kind of a round table here, so I'm going to ask the question. I want to get Z's take on it. Then I want to get Marshall Morris's take on it. And I want to get Wes Carter's take on it. Wes Carter is Tulsa's number one attorney, in my humble opinion. Marshall Morris, not in my opinion, my just objective worldview, is the best business coach that I know. And Dr. Z is a top-level entrepreneur. So here we go with the first question. What is a tool that you use on a daily basis that saves you at least 10% of your time? So what is a tool that you use on a daily basis that saves you at least 10% of the time? So I guess if someone's listening to the show and they're not using this tool, you're wasting lots of time. So Z, can I go first or do you want to go first?
You go first.
Okay. Dropbox and universal file nomenclature within Dropbox.
I should have gone first.
Because everything in Dropbox is saved the same way by every member of our team. Therefore, I never look for family photos. I never look for videos. I never look for files. Just the other day, I was at FedEx, and I thought, you know what? I'm at FedEx. I'm there. My dad passed away about a year ago. I'm going to go ahead and get all my files for my dad, old photos on CD-ROMs and discs. I'm going to get them all saved in Dropbox. And guess what? I put them in a place where I could find it tomorrow, could find it a year from now, and everyone who knows me could find it too because it's a universal file nomenclature system, and it's all hooked up to my phone. So see, family photos are all saved, wedding photos. I guess weddings are family, but you know, all those photos are archived, and that is my hack. That saves me so much time. I never look for passwords. Photos. It's just awesome.
It's awesome.
Z, one up me. What do you got?
Well, I'm going to do something a little out of the box.
Out of the box.
Because I don't like being in boxes, you know, unless when I, that period that I was homeless.
Absolutely hate
I had a really
boxes.
Good box house. But,
I hate
you know,
boxes.
I hate boxes. My tool that I use is my finger. And what I mean by that is I turn notifications off my smartphone so I'm not interrupted 10% of the day.
Watch the finger, buddy. Use a different finger when you're giving me that tip. All right, so you use your index finger?
I use my index finger to turn off push notifications from all these different apps we have on our phone now. And that probably saves me 10% of my day. Now, that doesn't, whenever I schedule it, whenever I go in, I go, okay, I'm going to knock out my emails now. Then I'll pull them up. You know, I'm not, you know, throughout the day, it's not.
I'm going to have Eric Chupp, our show observer today, also a frequent co-host of the show. I'm going to have him add to the show notes how much time the average person spends on social media, because I know it's over 2 hours a day. And I believe on our research on a show we did about 3 days ago, I believe it was 5 hours a day the average person spends on their smartphone, but 2.5 hours per day is spent on social media, and 5.2 hours a day is spent on, according to the New York Times, is spent on TV. So, I mean, the push notifications, that you might have saved people.
5 hours and 4 minutes, actually, on TV. So
you might have saved people 5 hours and 4 minutes. So you might have saved people right there, though, 2 hours and 2.5 hours a day just by that little move.
And that's, you know, what is that, 10%? That's not 10%.
So you one-upped me, because mine would only help you if you've ever lost your passwords, which could take you your entire week to find. But Z, not to one-up you, I think you one-up me on a daily basis, but I might one-up you when you can't find the password. Okay, so true. Marshall Morris, try to one-up us both.
I want to pile on to what Z said, because that's what I wrote down, is the do not disturb feature on my phone.
Oh,
I
just
I will not get it.
Oh, it's
and so,
so hot.
For working with clients on a weekly basis, the biggest thing for them is that they do not read a message, whether it be an email or a voicemail or a text message, until they are prepared to respond to
Can
it.
Can you repeat it again? What you just said is so hot, it's going to sizzle the microphone. Just
and
a
so,
sizzle.
So do not read a message on your phone, whether it be an email, a text message, or a voicemail, until you are prepared to respond to it. Because nothing good can come of reading a message, then, oh, I'll respond to that later. It's
I'm
not going to happen.
I'm going to give you a dramatic example not to do.
Okay. All right.
When my dad got sick, I keep the email on my desk there. I always print it out. Chep's pricey on the desk. I always keep my email out there. But Eric Herman used to work for us at Epic Photography. And I told my wife and my mom, because we knew my dad had ALS. And I said, no matter what happens, don't call me during the day, because I've got to keep it together. After work, I'm the man. I got it. I'm in. But during the day, that 9-to-5 shift, my wife has to handle it. So he sent me an email, which, you know, it was brutal. And I don't mind putting it on the show notes, Chep, if you can find it, because it was a good example of this, because I'm not like going through life without injury, Z. I mean, we're not going through life without emotional issues. And he sent me an email that said, your dad just fell again. I don't know what to do. Can you help? And because I saw it on my phone, and he group text, I think my wife and I, or group emailed us or something,
yeah.
He was trying to be a good guy, and he did the right thing. But I looked at it, which my rule is I do not look at that during the day. I got to block it out.
Sure.
It just took my day, my mind, to just the gutter of what if, what if, what if.
Yeah.
And Dad, thankfully, was okay in that situation. You know, he was okay. But then it was like, your dad's having heart problems. And it was just, I had to learn, I just got to put the phone down and put it in my car, because I wasn't prepared emotionally to respond to it. And I almost, like a kid in a cookie jar, couldn't keep myself from looking. And I literally had to leave my phone in my car, because I just was not prepared emotionally.
And that happens all the time, where you're just curious. You see the tagline, you see the first line of the text message or the
yep.
email, and you got to know. And so that segues into my move that I do every single day, is use one email inbox. Route everything to one email inbox.
Oh.
So
if you manage multiple email addresses, so you have an info at or an HR at or your personal email and then a business email, you merge it all into one inbox, so you don't have to go logging out and logging back into a bunch of different inboxes.
Now, guys, I know I'm giving you the questions. There's things we didn't get a chance to prepare for the questions, because the whole point of this format is we're going to ask you anything, and it's going to happen fast. So I want to give you a notable quotable that I only as a guy who can one-up you, because you're talking, and while you're talking, I'm looking to validate what you're saying here, but in a way that kind of leaves me feeling special.
Okay.
So I want to give you the notable quotable that validates what you said. The guy who wrote the book Emotional Intelligence, Daniel Goleman, he says, we need to recreate boundaries. When you carry a digital gadget that creates a virtual link to the office, you need to create a boundary that didn't exist before. Which is what Marshall just articulated. And I thought Marshall, I think you one-upped Daniel Goleman right there. I think you beat him.
I one-upped him?
Yeah, you one-upped
my notable quotable?
You one-upped him. Oh, it was better.
You owned him.
Good job.
You pwned him.
So, Wes Carter, I want to ask you this, my friend. What is one tool or one move that you use on a daily basis to free up at least 10% of your time that the Thrive Nation could do?
I'm sitting here thinking, I can think of two that are my favorite from saving me time. I think one is, unlike you, where you can unify a password, I have passwords for 50 different Secretary of States and Dropbox. I mean, just passwords out the wazoo. So I use a password manager. I use LastPass, but
Use
LastPass.
Pass. Chip, let's put that on the show notes there. I don't know if that's a real company. It seems
so. I can
up.
Make
seems
like a made up something. I don't
yeah.
know.
I can
I
make
know.
My password super complicated. There's a button where it'll just give me a crazy password and then save it within itself. So one, I don't have to think of the password. And two, next time if I'm on a browser, it recognizes it'll automatically populate my passwords on my and it unifies it. Desktop, phone, iPad, everything that has the app.
Okay, so, it looks like it's real.
Yeah, I'm trying not to make stuff up here as I go. And the other one is to-do list. My to-do list stays in the triple digits usually, just things I'm managing. So using an electronic, I've tried the paper, I've tried the Field Notes Journal.
The paper.
But an electronic one where I can hit a button, check it off, or move due dates around saves me so much time from just that morning and evening time where you're trying to either plan out the day or figure out what you accomplished and what you have left.
And I want to give the Thrivers a fork in the road here. I do believe a digital to-do list is great because you can enter it in, you can prioritize stuff. What I do during the day is I have a digital to-do list, but I print it out each morning so that way I don't get overwhelmed by things I can't touch today. Because I only can maybe do, you know, six things, maybe five big things today, maybe two big things.
Yeah.
And there might be, so I have like on my list right now, I'm putting together a book called If the Walls Could Talk. Kind of a look inside the Thrive Time Show offices.
Oh, cool.
Because so many people ask us, hey, can I get a photo of that or whatever? So I'm working on that, but that's not like a higher priority than doing the show right now. And so for me, with my mind, I struggle with if I can see all my to-do list, it stresses me out. So I like to print out just, so I'm asking you right now, Thrive Nation, what do you need to do? Do you need to have your whole list in front of you? Or Marshall, do you need to just print out a specific item?
I have one more tool that I want to ask Z about because I've seen him do this.
Oh, no.
And I've seen him save himself time doing this.
Is it appropriate for the radio?
Wow. It's appropriate.
Wow.
It's appropriate.
Wow. Okay.
But the tool that I see you use the most, Dr. Zellner, is saying no.
That's just mean.
That is mean.
That's just mean. Why would you bring that up? That's just mean. Everybody out there is going to just think I go around being mean.
I don't think it's mean, but I think you are, as a result, much happier because you use the tool and you have a lot more time to say yes to other things.
Oh, you're right. I tell you what, learning to say no to things and saying it correctly and quickly and just with, you don't have to be guilty. If someone's asking something of you, wanting something from you, and you don't want to do it, you don't have to make up some nefarious reason why, oh, I think I might be out of town that weekend. Just say, no, I don't want to do it. You know, just say the words no. And the first few times you say it, it sounds kind of weird because none of us say no. Yeah. We all say, well, I'll think about that.
I want to be maybe the Switzerland of what Dr. Z said. You know, I want to make sure you get this. When I worked at Target, I had no power, no emphasis, no anything. And I remember working there, and my boss was very fair to me. And my boss, I'd said, hey, can I have this day off in 3 weeks because I'm going wherever? And he was very fair to me. He said, yes, you can go. You can do that. You know, be very direct with him. What happens is a lot of people, though, are so consistently dishonest and so consistently not truthful, Z, about giving a reason why no.
Yeah.
That over time, people start to give you false answers back, and it gets kind of a weird zone where you're actually not even sick, but you say you're sick, so you're not coming into work. So then your boss says you have to come in because I've got a big deadline we're doing, and all of a sudden it's this back and forth, and it's better just to not be passive aggressive. You can be just direct, like Dr. Z said. It really does help.
Being a powerful person and telling people directly yes and no, and let your yeses mean yes, your noes mean no. You don't have to give them a 10-paragraph reason as to why you're saying no or saying yes. So when people ask things of you, I think a lot of people get their schedule filled out by their people.
Oh, that's true. Come on, preach that. You've got 30 seconds to preach it.
And that's not the best way to be the most efficient and get things done. And with Forbes saying that 80% of businesses that open up shut down, there's a lot of inefficiencies. People aren't getting things done. And I think that's one of the reasons why 80% shut down.
If you want to learn how to get more stuff done, just find us on iTunes. Find the Thrive Time Show on iTunes. Click the little subscribe button there. Leave us an objective review, and we're going to send you 2 free conference tickets if you just email us proof that you did it by emailing us at info@thrivetimeshow.com. My name's Clay Clark. You're listening to the Thrive Time Show. In the next segment, we're going to be answering the question, what time do you wake up every day and why? Stay tuned. I remember my days back in the dorm room, tuned to the gloom like the Temple of Doom.